you today. My name is Michelle. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emotional Intelligence Development today. Our topic today is, who needs to develop EQ skills and behaviors? Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Emotional self-awareness, which is very similar to the ability of Mayer and Salovey to perceive emotions, is associated with awareness of their feelings and includes an understanding of how these feelings can affect others. Self-regulation is about managing your emotions and predicting their consequences, similar to facilitating thinking and managing emotions. Motivation includes continuing to work when obstacles arise. Empathy is feeling the emotions of others. And social skills, the set of social-emotional intelligence skills that help us manage and respond to our interpersonal relationships. In this article, we've looked at several approaches to defining what emotional intelligence really means and how we can start developing our emotional intelligence skills through worksheets, action, and awareness. Emotional intelligence is the only part of the human psyche that we can develop and improve by learning and applying new skills. You can learn more about these skills in many of the pages here at Skills You Need. Factors such as education and personality often play an important role in the development of emotional intelligence, but this is a skill that can be improved through hard work and practice. The good news is that behavioral intelligence skills are easier to learn and develop than emotional intelligence. Just like you often train your biceps or any other muscles, you need to practice your skills to improve them. If you want to improve your leadership skills, here are 5 emotional intelligence skills you need and how to develop them. Read further on the skills needed to understand and develop emotional intelligence. Learn more about emotional intelligence and how to effectively manage relationships at home, at work, and in the community. Emotional intelligence is widely recognized as an invaluable skill for improving communication, management, problem-solving, and workplace relationships. It's also a skill that researchers believe can be improved through training and practice. While emotional ability may be natural to some people, there are things that anyone can do to improve their ability to understand and reason with emotions. This can be especially helpful in the workplace, where relationships and business decisions often depend on interpersonal understanding, teamwork, and communication. You can understand the emotions, needs, and concerns of others, pick up emotional cues, feel comfortable in society, and recognize the dynamics of power in a group or organization. Social competence includes your social awareness and relationship management skills. Social competence is your ability to understand the emotions, behaviors, and motivations of others to improve the quality of interpersonal relationships. Personal ability is your ability to understand your emotions and manage your behaviors and tendencies. Self-conscious. Identify your emotions and how they affect your thoughts and behavior. People who are in touch with their emotions can better manage their lives. Leaders who can recognize and manage their own emotions are better equipped to perceive the feelings of others and know how to motivate employees. When people show empathy and understand each other's emotions, employees can more easily make decisions and complete tasks more efficiently. Emotionally intelligent leaders also understand what drives their employees and colleagues and will be able to encourage and motivate them to seek their own reasons to work to the best of their ability. The ability to manage interpersonal and interpersonal relationships is very important to all leaders, so developing and using your emotional intelligence may be a good way to show others that you are a leader. Developing your emotional skills is essential for understanding your feelings and adapting to the feelings of others. Understanding emotions can make you aware of personal emotions. You may be able to control your emotions by adjusting your feelings to maintain a professional look in front of clients. Controlling and regulating one's emotions in response to the actions of others is a characteristic self-regulation behavior. Having learned to be aware of your emotions, the skill of self-regulation refers to the correct and proportional management of them. Self-control skills are related to the emotions you are experiencing at a given time or under certain circumstances, and how well you deal with them. Relationship management is the ability to use awareness of your emotions and the emotions of others to successfully manage interactions with others. Self-assessment of your emotional weaknesses allows you to become a more understanding communicator. The more attuned you are to your emotions, the easier it will be to evaluate others. And if you can appreciate the feelings of others, it will be easier for you to build and maintain relationships. Leaders with good social skills are capable of delivering bad news and celebrating good news in such a way that people feel there is limitless room for improvement. Leaders with high communication skills are also talented in conflict resolution and change management diplomatically, in accordance with the delicate nature of the situation. As Chris Underwoods pointed out the important role of emotional intelligence, leaders with high emotional intelligence can celebrate the balance and diversity of the team, motivate and influence people, and use critical thinking and positive influence strategies to make decisions. The ability to deal with emotions enables you to lead and help others. Your ability to manage emotions and recognize and influence others is considered one of the strongest indicators of workplace performance. A high level of emotional intelligence can help us reduce stress, prevent conflict, improve working relationships, and improve interpersonal and social skills. When emotional awareness is at stake, you can effectively develop additional social, emotional skills that will make your relationships more effective, fruitful, and fulfilling. By actively listening to your work, it will be easier for you to communicate with others and truly understand their thoughts and feelings. You cannot highlight or enhance the well-being, enhancement, and self-awareness of others without first understanding how you act on an emotional level. Ultimately, emotional intelligence can only be measured by how a person progresses in life, developing meaningful relationships with others, their interpersonal and understanding skills, their ability to manage their emotions and personal skills. Emotional intelligence is a set of emotional and social skills that collectively determine how well we perceive and express ourselves, develop and maintain social relationships, deal with problems, and use emotional information effectively and meaningfully. It includes things like social awareness, understanding of mental health and personal goals, and high levels of general intelligence. Despite conflicting results on its effectiveness, emotional intelligence can benefit individuals and organizations, but the most effective way to achieve this is to develop behavioral intelligence. By developing a small set of performance-related workplace behaviors, people simultaneously increase their emotional awareness and the ability to interact effectively with others.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Michelle, and this was episode 3 of Emotional Intelligence Development. See ya next time.